I took a lot of inspiration from people like Florida Georgia Line, and Brett Eldridge was an artist who grew up not too far from where I grew up. And he kind of, his first album, FGL's first album, kind of inspired me to get into country. I started teaching myself to play guitar from like YouTube videos and stuff when I was around like 14, 15, and then writing songs, putting kind of videos up, you know, covers and everything like that on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, some attention from people down in Nashville, and started going down there around 2016. And then ever since then, it's just been, you know, kind of where I'm at, gaming, writing, and it's been a crazy ride. But, you know, to start down there at 16 was super cool. And, you know, I've been able to experience a lot and learn a lot about the business.
So you're 24, right?
Yeah.
So that's like such a short amount of time to get from there to where you are today.
It's crazy.
You've been touring with huge names like Kane Brown, Florida Georgia Line, like you said, you also looked up to them, and then Scotty McCreery too. So now that you're traveling with Nate Smith for his World on Fire tour, do you ever just kind of look back and like take it all in, be like, wow, this is what I'm doing as a career?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, like all the time I think about it. I mean, it's definitely a blessing. And I think about, you know, it's like I could still be in my hometown playing like small little pizza like spots I used to play, or like bars and stuff like that. I think that I'm up in Canada, you know, playing for sold out shows with, you know, some of my favorite artists alongside me is the wildest thing ever. You know, I've been blessed to meet, you know, my idols and tour with FGL, like I said, a few years back, and even play shows with Brett Eldridge and written songs, you know, for these bigger artists and stuff. It's crazy.
It kind of reminds me of like how Justin Bieber got started, because he started by like
Yeah.
posting on YouTube, and then he got founded by Usher, and that like gives me the same kind of vibe.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, it feels cool.
And then you're on tour with Nate Smith. So on Friday, you're going to be in Calgary, and then on Saturday, you're going to be here in Edmonton playing at Midway. So what can we expect from your performance?
Yeah, it's definitely we play about a 30-minute set, and it's jam-packed, a lot of energy. We play a couple covers, one in particular that I think the people up here in Canada will really like. I don't want to say what it is yet. It would be a surprise,
Oh,
but
okay.
just sonically, it's very similar, you know, to Nate's, I feel like, music-wise. So I feel like all the fans are usually into both of our shows, and it's just going to be a party. So I hope you guys are ready to get after it.
You have a new song out called Bad Decisions. Can you tell us a little bit on what it's about?
So it's a song like I feel like a lot of us have been in the situation or experienced it with somebody that we know we probably shouldn't be, you know, running back to, a little bit of a toxic relationship vibe. And once you have a couple of drinks in you pick up the phone, you call them, they call you, you know, you go back down that path of, I guess, that vicious cycle of, you know, on and off again type thing. But yeah, we just felt like it was super relatable, and it's more of an up-tempo song that we were kind of needing to put out. And we had it sitting around for like a little over a year. We've been playing it live in the shows with like Nico Moon and Granger Smith from last year. We thought with the Nate tour, it was finally time to put it out. People have been asking for it, and it always went over well at the shows. So the response since we put it out has been nothing but great.
At the end of my interviews, I have four rapid fire questions. So you just have to answer with the first thing that comes to the top of your head.
Okay.
Okay, first one. What is your go-to karaoke song?
You Got It Bad by Usher.
Nice. Who would play you in
Yeah.
a movie?
Oh, shoot. Dylan Minnette.
Okay. Do you have an autograph from someone? And if you don't, who would you like to get an autograph from?
I do. I have an autograph from Travis Scott, who's one of my favorite artists in hip hop. And I guess if I had to get one from somebody, probably Adam Sandler.
Last but not least, where can we find you on social media?
Find me on Instagram, Dylan Schneider Music. TikTok at Dylan Schneider, Facebook Dylan Schneider Music, and then also my website is dylanschneidermusic.com that has links to all of those and keeps you updated on the tour and everything like that.